For civilians, too, particularly where bombing was intense, the horrors could be as great, and enormous courage was demanded, even from children. Kazuko Saguso was only 4 years old when Chiba, near Tokyo, was bombed.
We had to escape, but flames roared at every town. Low-flying aircraft strafed us, and great waves of people, screaming and shoving, hurtled towards the grove. My sister, who was carrying the youngest girl, suddenly fell sprawling. The baby flew from her arms. Her head had split open like a pomegranate. I called out for help, but no one paid any attention. Also, my legs had lost all feeling. I carried her to an emergency treatment center and looked inside. I almost fainted at the sight. Corpses lay everywhere, driven nearly mad by the moans and cries of the dying. I spent a long, wakeful night by her side. When that hellish night had passed and my sister was still unconscious, I borrowed a pull cart and took her to a national hospital. I shall never forget it. The corridors of the hospital were packed with the people, burned past recognition. The screaming was beyond description. It was July and hot. Maggots wriggled from the bandages that covered everything but the eyes. I stayed by my sister's side throughout.
Such stories as these provide a chilling insight into the true cost of war.